Pat Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome to Monday, 888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, another horrible shooting over the weekend. A couple of them that are making a lot of headlines. But the synagogue shooting, police are investigating some manifesto that was posted online by the suspect in the San Diego synagogue shooting. Left one dead, several others injured. This could have been a lot worse. But there was an off-duty Border Patrol officer who was armed in the synagogue and returned fire at the guy. Lo and behold, that helped. That stopped a lot more people, probably, from being killed. Also, I think his AR-15 jammed. Now, an AR-15, oh my gosh, those are the most precise weapons on the face of the earth, I thought. You know, to listen to the left, they're absolute killing machines, and there's nothing you can do if you've got an AR-15 in the area. Tells you how unreliable they could be sometimes. Just another shooting that the left is politicizing.
Wait, guns can do good?
Yeah. In the hands of the right people, they certainly can.
I'll be darned. Huh, that's breaking news right there in itself.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that the gun did good, actually. it was the person holding it that did well. So,
thank you. Good point.
Yeah. Guns don't do bad or good.
They just are.
Right. They're inanimate objects that you wield, and it's kind of up to the person wielding them. So apparently this nursing student who performed the shooting had no known criminal background. He's a resident of San Diego, and he was armed with an AR-15. There's initial suspicion the weapon might have jammed during the shooting. And of course, you got the Border Patrol agent who was inside and fired back at him. So a couple of things were going for the people in the synagogue, and that limited the amount of death, which is great. But I mean, one is too many. Yeah. 888-900-3393. There was also a shooting near a church in Baltimore, but the authorities are saying that has nothing to do with the church. I guess there was some barbecue at a nearby barber shop, and some guy came down the street and started indiscriminately firing at the people there. Oof. You know, Baltimore has stiff gun control. You know, California, you might recognize San Diego as being in the state of California, which has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. And it just doesn't seem to prevent anything, does it? Every time. I mean, Chicago's got some of the strictest gun control. They have the strictest gun control laws in the country, along with Washington, D.C., New Orleans, and they're all Democratic hellholes that are dangerous. A lot of people die at the hands of criminals wielding guns. 888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Let me welcome real quick ExpressVPN to the show today.
Oh, cool.
Now, if you were to be honest with yourself, I'll bet you think that cybercrime is something that happens to other people. You might think nobody wants your data, or that hackers can't grab your passwords or credit card details, but you'd, of course, be wrong. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is one of the simplest and cheapest ways for hackers to make money. So when you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the rest of the world to see. That's why so many of us here have decided to take action and use ExpressVPN. This is really cool, because what is ExpressVPN? It's essentially like if you've ever watched Jason Bourne and he goes online. He doesn't want people to know, obviously, because they're tracking him, where he is. So it pings all over the world, and you can't find him. Secures and makes anonymous your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, your phone, your tablet. Turning it on Only takes one click. And when you use it, you can safely surf public Wi-Fi without being snooped on, without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 a month, you can get the same Express VPN protection I have. It's rated number one, the number one VPN service by TechRadar. Comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/pat. That's expressvpn.com/pat for 3 months free with a 1-year package. So go to expressvpn.com/pat right now.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Also, Ilhan Omar over the weekend saying her usual loving, wonderful things. Well, she kind of hashtagged this. Hashtag no more thoughts and prayers.
She ran out? She ran out of thoughts and prayers? Like she has got no more?
Now, this is a nice little order to tell everybody else to stop sending out thoughts and prayers, I guess. This is kind of a movement now. It really is sort of an agenda. I don't want to hear anymore about this thoughts and prayers stuff. Well, tough. Who asked you?
Right.
I don't care what you want to hear and what you don't. So she had that, you know, she talked about love trumping hate, blah, blah, blah. And then the hashtag no more thoughts and prayers. Somebody else tweeted out to her, you do realize people were shot at their place of prayer, right? And you're saying no more thoughts and prayers. Such a great point.
Yep.
But of course, guns are the problem, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's if we could just eradicate the gun from the face of the earth.
And we also, while we're at it, can eradicate thoughts and prayers.
Right.
From the face of the earth.
Right.
Just kind of do the full sweep there.
Yeah, that goes without saying. But really, the important thing is to get rid of the guns.
And whose conception? Under what paradigm?
I mean,
I'm just resisting. What am I resisting?
I don't know.
The collectivization of manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
The institutionalization of the human psyche.
I'm not sure.
But I can tell you one thing. This is a symbol of reversibility. They can never eradicate the gun from the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they could, though, everything would be fine.
Everything would be fine.
Then everything would be fine. Nobody would use a sword. Nobody would use a knife. Well, except in London, apparently. And but other than that, everything would be perfect.
Perfect.
If it just weren't for the gun.
Well, but hold on. Can we outlaw anger and rage?
Wow. Have we not done that yet?
I don't think we've gotten around to that one
yet.
Oh,
my gosh.
We got to eventually get down. We get rid of the guns and the knives.
What if we just... okay. Anger, hate...
Mm-hmm.
And meanness. What if we just eliminate meanness? Mean people.
But jealousy, too.
Jealousy's gone. Okay. All of it.
So, okay.
So let it be written.
Like envy and whatnot.
So let it be done. Especially the whatnot. Whatnot is killing a lot of people on this planet.
There's a big issue
I'm
out
sick
there
and tired
the
of the whatnot. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop with your what. Hashtag stop the whatnot.
Yeah. And definitely put the.
And so forth. Stop the whatnot and so forth.
And so forth and so
hashtag
on.
Stop the what not and so forth.
Hold on. Can we also get rid of the such as, like such as?
Everything like such as?
Okay.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to add that one in there?
Yes.
So on so forth, the what not.
Mm-hmm.
And
meanness.
Such as.
Rude.
Like. Mm-hmm. We'll get around to all that.
I can't be offended. So obviously we outlawed offense, being offended a long time ago. So good. Okay. Well, we fixed it.
I mean, that's what we do on the show. We make progress.
That's exactly what we do. We fix the world's problems, and I don't know why we haven't come to this conclusion sooner.
It took all of 9 minutes into Monday's show. We just...
Done.
You want to go play golf now?
Yeah, why
call
not?
A week?
Except I don't golf, but we'll figure out something.
Miniature golf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wish I could, Keith, but I'm really busy. If I don't have this to do...
Why are you busy? We
gotta
just
go to my
solved
house.
All the world's problems.
Right, well,
we're
my sock
done
drawer.
Here.
My sock drawer is a mess.
Time is ticking. We could get the first tee time if we could hit the road before traffic.
It's not even
goes.
Organized by color. So I got to do that today.
Got to do that? You got to wash your hair too?
No, I've already done that.
Oh.
Took a shower this morning.
What's that like to have hair to wash?
It's pretty good. It's good. Adds another step to the day though.
Oh, so. See? I'm saving time.
Right. What an amazing weekend it was for Avengers Endgame. Everybody knew it was going to break a record. They just didn't know how boldly it was going to. It obliterated every record. The record was 257 million, and that was from Avengers Infinity War.
Same franchise.
Which barely beat out one of the Star Wars. There's so many of them, I don't know which one it was anymore. But the one of the previous Star Wars had brought in $248 million in its first weekend. Then Avengers Infinity War took over the record at $257 million. Avengers Endgame made $350 million over the weekend.
That is
almost $100 million more than the previous record. Is that unbelievable? That's just North America. $350 million in North America. Worldwide, it made $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion in a weekend.
Wow.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Shoof. So Captain Marvel was number two. Captain Marvel, 8 weeks into its run, is still second with 8 million. So this was a $400 million box office weekend. And Avengers made 88% of that money.
Wow. Why even have other movies playing right now?
Man, because if Endgame is sold out, you get that spillover.
I guarantee you the Marvel, Captain Marvel people probably went to see that and then walked over to the next one. They had to catch up or whatever.
Yeah, because it was fourth last week and it went up this week.
Wow.
So Captain Marvel's at $413 million. In one weekend, Avengers almost equaled Captain Marvel, which is the biggest hit of the year. The Curse of La Llorona was third.
Okay.
Then Breakthrough, which is kind of, it's a Christian movie about, you know, the kid who slips through the ice. His heart stops, and he's under the water. He's underwater for 20 minutes. His heart was stopped for 45 minutes. No oxygen to the brain for 45 minutes. That kid was here, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so.
Wow.
And completely normal, absolutely fine. Nothing's wrong with him. No brain damage at all. None. Not only was it not catastrophic, which is what everybody thought, but
45 minutes?
Totally normal. 45 minutes without a heartbeat. Can you believe that?
And so that is...
They've never seen anything like this before or since. So he was 14 when this happened. I think he's 18 now. It's just an incredible story. You're going to love it. My wife and I went over the weekend. It's really good.
I was just really reading good. Something over the weekend... And ironically enough, and it was just like the headline was, you know, did Anne Boleyn really speak after she was beheaded? Here's the science. And in there is a sentence that says, other studies have shown activity in the brain 30 minutes after the heart has stopped beating.
Oh, wow.
So they have a study that says, yeah, we've seen this as long as 30 minutes. This kid
was 45
minutes and he's totally fine and no damage at all.
Completely fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that amazing?
That is something else.
I mean, they thought, first of all, he died. I mean, he was dead.
Yeah.
And they'd given him up for death. And then his mom went in. I won't give away anything with this because it's on the previews. And she goes in and prays. I mean, she's alone in there. They'd given up. It'd been 45 minutes without a heartbeat. She started praying for the Holy Spirit to come back into his body. It did. The Holy Spirit sent his spirit back to him, I guess, and his heart started beating, and nobody could believe it. And then they thought he wouldn't make it through the night, and he did. Hmm. And then they thought he was going to have massive, catastrophic brain damage.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a fantastic movie and great for the family.
Wait 1 second. This is this thing that this mom did. What did she do with the kid?
Oh yeah, she sent out thoughts and prayers.
And this hasn't been outlawed yet.
Well, it hadn't at that time.
This time.
Yeah.
So Ilhan Omar's still working on that.
Right.
So okay. I'm glad that good this thing happened Ilhan, before.
Good thing she didn't shut that down before the mom prayed.
Oof, that was close.
Because in that case, it kind of worked.
Uh-huh.
But I compare. You know, this one Breakthrough. And it starts the woman from This Is Us. You ever watched that show?
No.
Okay.
I'm the only person in America who hasn't watched that show.
Yeah, I liked it. I couldn't handle it after about a season and a half, but it was just too emotional. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to do this anymore. But she's great in it.
Mm-hmm.
And This and Unplanned are by far the two best Christian movies I've ever seen. I think the Christians are finally starting to hit their stride with movie making. They've finally gotten past the God's not dead sort of phase where, you know, everybody who's not a Christian is a demon and every Christian is a god. So they've kind of broken through that, and they've gotten some really good acting performances out of people. They figured this out, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah. Two great movies, Unplanned and Breakthrough. Shazam rounded out the top five. So, and then if you are to scroll down a little bit, you find Unplanned still in the top 25. It's number 18. It's made $17.7
million. How many theaters?
$6 million to make. How many theaters is it in now?
It's only in one locally here now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It's in 251 across the country. Not very many. I would love to see that do about $170 million because it is, it's worth it. In America, it is estimated that over 50 million of us miss work due to pain, and then collectively spend over, well, we individually spend $2,000 per year to combat our pain. And then finally, 66% of us just think, all right, I'm just going to have to deal with this for the rest of my life. Now, you don't have to do that. There is Relief Factor. We've been watching this help so many people here, and we hear from so many, literally thousands of people across the country who have tried this. It's 100% drug-free, which I love about it. It was created by doctors, and you can just try it for 3 weeks. It'll cost you, the quick start, the three-week quick start is $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. If it works, order more. Like 70% of people who order the quick start. If it doesn't work for you, just stop ordering it. Get your life back, though, with Relief Factor and their three-week quick start, just $19.95. If you're in pain, what do you have to lose? $20. And it could change your life. If you want a drug-free, natural way to ease your pain, get your life back, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Pat Gray.
New bingo board this week.
Oh.
As with every week. Just Two Mucket Fudges. I mean, this is really hard. I don't know how she does it, but thank you.
She's great. She's great to work with. And in case you ever want to play, you know, maybe print up your own board there, just go to @PatUnleashed on Twitter. It's pinned to the top. It's also pinned to the top of my Twitter page, Keith Malinak. But print up and play along. You can win some swag.
So we'll start in the upper left-hand corner. We need to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I love that line.
Yes.
There's just so much from AOC. Speaking of AOC, I guess. Pat says, anything to avoid hanging out with Keith outside of work?
Oh, see, that's not nice.
I think we might have already.
Wait. When did you do that on the air? I mean, that's a...
What?
Minute-by-minute occurrence.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. Travis Shemakari. Good morning, Americans. It's whatever day. Pat's decrepit old person voice.
Oh.
Mayor Pete. That's good eating. Time to turn the country off.
Yeah, you haven't used that line in a while.
I think a couple times last week.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't listening.
Fat lump of loathing is in there.
Jeff, you'll be here Wednesday, by the way.
Gropey Joe is mentioned. That shouldn't be too tough. Little Black Rain Cloud Stew. We haven't talked about that for a while. Mm-hmm. Douche is the center square this week. 6-8 years, you just pay for it. Don't get scurvy. Mm-mm. Or some variation of scurvy theme.
Scurvy theme, that's a band name waiting to happen.
Jeffy saying, think about it. Holding feet to the fire. Keith mentions Totino's.
Totino's, that's a lunch. I mean, it's a lunch from heaven.
You should be the company spokesman. You should.
Well, pizza's the perfect food, man. Yeah, it's got your grains. It's got your dairy.
It's got your greens. Vegetables. You put greens on your pizza?
You put fruit on there? No. Grains.
Oh, grains. Like, okay.
Bread and whatnot.
By all that is good and holy, I'm not judging anyone's soul, but I'm just saying you're going to burn in the fires of hell. Founders would be spinning in their graves.
Uh-huh.
For the children.
Oh!
fear leads to anger. Oh, we haven't done that in a while either. That's the
fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Wait, no.
December. December for the new one, right? Right? December is when the next
Star Wars? Cool. Yeah, the next Star Wars comes out. I think it is December.
I think so.
And supposedly this is the last one.
Ah.
I don't know if that's true. Because they said they were going to kind of make it a continuing thing, but I think the Solo movie kind of threw that into...
Hey, Rob says of the Skywalker saga, this last one. There's more coming. I mean, they got to do the whole...
I don't like the offshoots, though.
Yeah, but they got to do the life story of Jar Jar Binks. You know, they got to give us the backstory.
We've all been waiting for that one, haven't
like
we?
Little Tyke.
Where did he come from? What was he like as a kid?
He's so dumb. Worst character ever.
Pat or Keith, clear their throat after calling Jeffy... Overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I just want to revisit something here. I hate to take this on air, but I don't want to forget when the break comes around. So you and I are not going to go and play golf together, or maybe we could watch Avengers together. We could go hang out something maybe after the show, a little bonding experience there. Go ahead.
I thought I made it pretty clear that my sock drawer is completely disorganized, and you know I can't have.
Well, when
that.
You get that fixed.
Well, that takes it takes all day.
Well, then tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow I've got something else going on.
Like what?
Anything else?
I think I'm going to mark that square off now as well.
888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. I love the new initiative in California to combat climate change, of course. They're pushing a coalition of public and private entities are hoping to transfer carbon from the air into the soil in order to pay for that plan aimed at creating a renewable food system. Organizers are asking restaurants in the state to charge an additional 1% fee to their customers. So it's like a 1% tax on food to fight climate change. The Perennial Farming Initiative wants restaurateurs, and you know, there's nobody I listen to more than the Perennial Farming Initiative people.
Oh yeah, the PFI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How often have we talked about the PFI?
Oh my gosh,
how powerful their agenda is.
So many times.
So they're passing on the optional surcharge along to their patrons, so the funds can be funneled to the California Air Resource Board.
Oh my gosh! Wait,
every time you hear about one of these agencies, you understand why California is in the toilet.
Wait.
The California Air Resource Board.
So their acronym is CARB.
Yeah. yeah.
Stupid.
And spent on implementing carbon plans on farms and ranches across California.
Wow. It's California's latest climate change racket, is what that is.
Yes, and they've got a lot of them. I mean, they have. A lot of rackets going on over climate change. Good for them. And that's why their citizens are leaving in droves.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, they're coming here, and then they try to do the same thing here. Why would you leave a place that sucks, and you left it because it sucks, and then you come to the new place, and you try to make it like the old place that you didn't like, and you had to leave? Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
Nope.
888-900-3393. Also, someone else who doesn't make a lot of sense is Beto O'Rourke. Although, I will say, I think he's slipping into the abyss now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Robert Francis has a shot anymore. This at one point, it felt like this guy could rocket to the presidency, even though he lost in Texas, because people were just swooning over him. They loved him. He's so hip. He's so charming. He's so wonderful. He's so... sweaty.
Yep. And then
I mean, look at, he sweats through every shirt he wears. and then, he only wears one shirt.
It's still to this moment.
He's got that blue shirt.
Blue shirt. Yeah.
That's what he has.
But Beto Kerouac, you know, went out on the road, found himself, said, hey, my calling is to be president of the United States. And apparently not so many people agree with that assessment.
That might have been the biggest mistake of his political career was to do that driving around play thing alone. He drove around and people thought, okay, what are you doing now? I mean, even Democrats are like, what?
CNN ripped him apart.
46. You're trying to find yourself now? You hadn't found yourself when you ran for Senate? What are you doing?
Did you find yourself when you got pulled over for the DWI? Or maybe,
and then you tried to run?
Uh-huh. Or maybe that time, maybe you found yourself when you were jumping that fence at the university there?
Maybe. Or what about, maybe you found yourself when you were fantasizing about running over children?
Oh!
Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Maybe he was found himself when he was kicking those poor people out of their homes for his father-in-law's business plans. No?
Well, he finds himself almost last in this race now. that's kind of where he's found himself. And here he is talking about immigration and what a comparison he makes here.
Millions living in the shadows, working some of the toughest jobs, lucky to make a minimum wage, some not even making that, kept in modern day bondage, their immigration status used as leverage to keep them down from fully participating in this country's success and in our economy. An economy that works too well for too few and not well enough for most Americans.
I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this Marxism. Ugh. Start this at the beginning again. I got to hear that one more time.
Okay.
There's just so much here.
Millions living in the shadows, working some of the toughest jobs, lucky to make a minimum wage, some not even making that, kept in modern-day bondage, their immigration status used as leverage to keep them down from fully participating in this country's success and in our economy.
An
economy that works too well for too few and not well enough for most Americans.
Okay. It works too well. What does that mean? You've done too well?
Boy, he has been coached by Obama.
Seriously has.
Pretty soon you've been.
Well, I do think at some point you made enough money. He's also doing that breathless thing.
Yep.
Like Barack is doing.
So weird.
Or was doing. Mm-hmm. Really strange. And then for him to say that this system is keeping them. No, the system is not keeping illegal immigrants down or in the shadows. This is despicable to compare this to slavery. Absolutely despicable.
Sure is.
Not to mention stupid. They came here of their own free will. They came here and broke our laws. The immigration laws being the first. Then there's identity theft and fraud. And then there's tax evasion. So that is not our fault. We're not doing that to them. They're doing it to themselves. And if they don't learn English, if they don't learn English in the United States of America, they are dooming themselves to modern day bondage. If they learn the language, if they would assimilate into the culture, they would do far better. They could become success stories. It's happened. Look at how many immigrants from places all over the world have opened thriving businesses, become incredible entrepreneurs. I mean, there's entire areas of people where they've got thriving businesses. Go down to Houston and go through the Vietnam section of town, the Vietnamese section of town. They've got thriving businesses. You can do it. You can succeed in this country as an immigrant. You can. But you have to assimilate. If you're not going to learn the language or make any concessions, then I'm sorry, it's not going to work for you. 888-900-3393.
Educate yourself.
Yep. And by the way, here's a great way to do that. You know, 50 million kids attend America's public schools, and the left's not even trying to hide this anymore. They're just indoctrinating them. And with the Common Core, they've just messed up the real world skills like reading, writing, and arithmetic. And they've tried to make it as different from their parents' learning as they possibly could. Thankfully, you have a choice now. That's why Freedom Project Academy was created. It's an accredited classical education online built on Judeo-Christian values for kindergarten through high school students. It's a fantastic environment. It's a great curriculum. Go to freedomforschool.com. Get a free information packet today. Freedomforschool.com. Don't forget to subscribe to their weekly podcast, The Dr. Duke Show, available on iTunes and all over. Take back control of your kids' education with freedomforschool.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
888-900-3393. 800-333-93. Also, at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Deformed Bear tweets. No more thoughts and prayers, says the person whose faith requires 5 prayers per day. Interesting.
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. Gadfly of the Neighborhood M tweets, I would argue that Robert Francis found himself while shredding his guitar.
No, that could be too,
because this is powerful stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. A lot of people think, is that Eddie Van Halen or Joe Satriani?
No, I thought this isn't Jimmy Page.
No. This is actually Beto O'Rourke.
Wow. Yeah. The man who we have the opportunity to make president?
Yes. Yes, you could hear this on a regular basis. This would be fantastic. And wait till he kicks up. Look at that. Wow. He just. So good.
Is it?
Beam me up, Scotty. Do they have thoughts and prayers in Ilhan Omar's religion?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. Mike Lee sat on me couch tweets. The only reason they want to ban guns is they're afraid of law-abiding gun owners.
Oh.
Maybe more afraid of you than they are of violent mobs or criminal activity. Gun ownership threatens their power. From Amy What's-Her-Face, the real solution here is to ban murder. What a brilliant way to think of that! I think we need to have a conversation about guns.
Yes.
Right.
Don't have to worry about knives.
Right.
Just ban murder.
Occam's Electric Razor. The next superhero movie will be a remake of Captain Planet starring Al Gore and AOC. It'll be called Captain Planet 12 Years to Live or whatever. Like that. All right. We were talking about Beto and how he's doing out there on the campaign trail. And he's not faring very well right now. He went to UNLV Friday. You know how many people showed up?
Oh, millions?
No.
Thousands? Just
ever so slightly less.
Hundreds?
Tens.
Tens of people?
Tens of people. 35. Ugh. 35 people showed up.
Oh, wait. Was it a Foss concert? Because then I totally understand.
No.
35
just
people
him campaigning.
Up. Oh, man.
Yeah, his bandmates weren't there.
Dang.
I think if it was a Foss concert, they would have had more people show up.
No kidding.
Seriously, how the mighty have fallen. His star is really kind of sinking.
How many of these, 400 candidates for the Democratic nomination will drop out before the late June debate? I mean, they may only need one stage.
Yeah,
eventually. By the end of June.
Yeah. Now that Biden's in, he's, it's really kind of split up all of the percentages. There's just the latest ABC News Washington Post poll shows Biden on top at 17%, which is a far cry from the 30% we've been hearing. So Biden at 17, Bernie at 11, trailing at third, way back at 5% is Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's got 5. Kamala Harris 4%, Elizabeth Warren 4%, and Beto O'Rourke 4%. Now he started at around 11. And now he's down to 4. He's going the wrong way. And I think part of the problem is he's just not... I don't know if they perceive him as radical enough. You've got to be completely extreme now in the Democrat Party. And that's what they expect. I'm kind of surprised Joe Biden's in the lead because of that. It's just that I think they know and they're comfortable with Joe. But what they really want, it seems... And maybe the rank-and-file Democrats don't want this. But the millennials seem to. The AOC crowd wants it. The extreme radicals in the Democrat Party, who every once in a while tell you what they really want, what their actual goal is. I mean, think about some of the things they've said in the last few years. Remember when Hillary demanded that everything we know has to change, when she said this.
And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed.
Wow.
As I...
Yeah. And then the lemmings in the audience. Yeah, that's great. Wait, did you... I mean, let's go over that for a minute, what they're plotting. Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases have to be changed. First of all, cultural codes. I mean, I don't really know what she means by that. White culture has to change, probably. The norms of society have to be completely uprooted.
But any sentence that has the word
biases
in it, I'm not listening.
It's not a sentence worth listening to at that point. You're right. But our deep-seated religious beliefs have to change.
I mean, that's religion.
Yeah. Well, and who is she to tell us that our religious beliefs have to change? What?
Right.
What religious beliefs have to change? And to me, that's pretty obvious now. If you have a religious belief that includes homosexuality being a sin, sorry, that's unacceptable now. You can't believe that. We won't allow it, period. Get with the program. Homosexuality, acceptable, normal, natural. It's perfectly righteous. If you disagree, we'll destroy you. You're going to be a pariah. You're a hater. You're afraid of homosexuals. And you're evil. The fact is, same-sex relations are actually superior now to heterosexual relations. You also have to believe gender is nothing more than identity. Whatever you identify as. If you believe you're a boy, but you have girl parts, you're a boy. Gender's not eternal. It's fluid. And then there's abortion. Forget what they used to say about abortion, which is it should be safe, legal, and rare. Also, forget the first, second, or third trimester. We'll end the baby's life at any time we please, up to, including, and even after the birth. So those are some of the religious beliefs, I think, that she's talking about that have to change. Well, no.
No.
That's unacceptable, and it's not negotiable. And people need to start listening to what they're actually saying to us. I mean, Obama meant this.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Yeah, and he did a great job of starting that process, and they're doing a better job of finishing it.
Yeah, that was not an empty campaign promise.
No, it wasn't. And it was a warning from Michelle.
And Barack knows that we are going to have to make sacrifices. Mm-hmm. We are going to have to change our conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place.
No, we don't have to. No, we don't. I know you want to, and I know you're trying desperately to pull us into that different place and to change our history. I mean, they are literally trying to rewrite American history. And we just can't allow it. But these are the radicals in the Democrat Party. These are the choices that Democrats are faced with. It's really pretty frightening. I hope the rank and file Democrats understand what they have in front of them and vote accordingly. Not for any of them. You can't vote for any of these people. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com. If you're looking for a really good realtor, and maybe you've heard, hey, I've got a cousin that does this once in a while. Yeah, that's not what you want. You don't want the cousin who does it once in a while, because it's so important to get your home sold on time and for the right amount of money that you can't entrust it to somebody who just dabbles in the business. It's a complicated process. It's hard to navigate. So you need a realtor who's committed to that business. You need a realtor with a track record of success. You need somebody who knows how to determine the market value of your home, knows the comparables in the area, and then can price your home accordingly. Because if your home just sits there, the price is inevitably going down. Plus, you want to like the agent that you're going to be hanging out with and going to all these homes and, you know, plotting and planning with. So that's why we've chosen agents who are fans of the show like you are. They do business like you. They share your values. Don't hire a friend or a relative. That just doesn't work out well. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. We'll introduce you to the best agent in your area. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
Gray, Unleashed.
888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Oh, good news. The Pope has donated $500,000 to assist migrants in Mexico. Is that to help him get into the United States? I hope. I hope he's really hope he's working against our Border Patrol, trying to get people through.
Oh, boy.
You know, paying some coyotes and stuff. That'd be great.
that's what it is.
The funds from the Peter's Pence collections be distributed among 27 projects promoted by 16 Mexican dioceses and religious congregations, which requested assistance in continuing to provide food, lodging, and basic necessities. The caravans just keep coming. In recent months, thousands of migrants have arrived in Mexico, having traveled more than 4,000 kilometers on foot. Oh, geez. How far is that? 4 feet? Is that 4 million miles? Ooh. I don't know. There's no way to tell.
I got a ruler here somewhere.
4,000 kilometers. Why do we use kilometers in these stories? Drives me out of my mind. And with on foot and makeshift vehicles, they're traveling from Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala. Men and women, often with young children, fleeing poverty and violence, hoping for a better future in the United States. However, the U.S. border remains closed to them. Oh, no, it doesn't. If they come here legally, it doesn't. They can try to do it the right way. The frustration.
Uh-huh. There's no words, man.
The frustration. You know, if it is so easy to the Vatican for the United States to just allow anybody into our borders, why don't they? Why don't they tear down that wall around the Vatican and just allow anybody to come in that wants to? Unlock the doors of the Vatican, let everybody in. Come on. Set the example. Tear down the wall. Unlock the doors and let everybody in. What's the problem? Doesn't that make sense?
We live in a world where there is A, no self-awareness,
mm-hmm.
and B, everyone is entitled to everything.
Yeah, well, of ours.
Allowing people in without going through the proper channels is just another entitlement. I'm entitled. I have every right to be here.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. No one wants to take the hard way. No one wants to take the path that requires effort. And I'm sorry.
And that's our excuse for not taking it, too. Well, it's hard.
Yep.
Well, yeah. It should be. It's worth it. It's worth the effort.
This is the greatest country to ever exist. Yeah. I'm sorry that you have to fill out some paperwork to come here.
Right. And it might take some time. Oh, no. Well, yeah. But we allow 1 million people a year legally. Show me the other country that does that. There isn't one. There isn't one. So in addition to the 1 million we allow legally, this year we're on pace for 1.5 million illegally. Okay, and that's all right. And the next year too, and then the year after that, and the year one after that, and the one after that, and we just keep allowing it? What do you think is going to happen to the United States of America if we keep going at this rate? It just doesn't make sense. 888-900-3393. Then occasionally we get a real keeper like this guy. Illegal alien in Tennessee, Jose Avila Agurcia, 33 years old, charged with murder in the death of 4-month-old Alexander, his son.
Hmm.
Well, thought it was at first and then found out it wasn't, so he beat the child to death.
And he had been deported, what, 5 times?
Five times
the man's been deported.
Yeah. He is a Honduran national who has been deported 5 times and has obviously returned 6.
But who needs a border? Who needs immigration controls? Who needs to know who's coming into this country?
Ah.
And nice job, by the way, Associated Press. Yeah. A Tennessee man beat an infant to death.
He's not a Tennessee man.
He's an illegal alien living in Tennessee.
And only at the end do you find out that he's a Honduran national.
Yeah.
A Tennessee man. That is how the article starts. nobody waits. Nobody reads through to the end and finds out that he's a Honduran national illegally here.
Yeah. I love this. A Tennessee man beat an infant to death after discovering that he wasn't the child's father, police said. Associated Press, something you learned in Journalism 101, don't bury the lead. No, jeez. A man beat an infant to death. A man who was here illegally. Oh, just madness.
Yeah, it really is. And still no wall, by the way. I was reading over the weekend, though, that there are 39 miles now of new wall started. I take that at its face value that there really is 39 miles, which is, you know, at least a start.
But I actually, if we are building the wall, I don't want to know about it. Because then that's going to slow it down when the protests come and the legislation shows up in Washington. No, let's just quietly build the wall and then go one day, ta-da, it's done. that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
If we could get the whole thing clandestinely built so that Congress doesn't know anything about it.
Sure, a lot of concrete trucks headed southbound on Interstate 35.
Nah, there's some potholes down in Texas. We're just filling potholes.
It's potholes now, way that's all. Down there.
Yeah,
just potholes.
It's potholes.
That infrastructure.
What they're trying to do is fill in the Rio Grande so that the immigrants can just walk across. Yeah.
Without having to swim.
If we told them that, they'd probably be for it.
Let's do that. Let's tell them that. Come on.
Yeah, the concrete. That's just to fill in the Rio Grande so they can walk across on dry ground. That's all.
Oh, well, how sweet.
Yep. So what's our next next item up for discussion here in the Senate?
888-933-93. Also, coming up in a few minutes, we got to get into this article about whether or not Bernie is likable enough to be president. That's what's been on my mind. That guy is the nastiest presidential candidate I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was elected to anything, let alone U.S. senator, and how he's got any support for president. He's nasty.
So
apart from his policies,
yeah,
he's just like a curmudgeon.
So who has the worst personality? Bernie Sanders or John Kerry?
Ooh.
Pat Poll. Pat Poll.
I think I gotta go Bernie there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. At Pat Unleashed, we'll put that poll up because that's... Oh,
gotta go Bernie. 888-933-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. You know, we get testimonials that pour in from home title lock customers. Sometimes their customers, maybe after something happened that could have been prevented, you know, and it's unfortunate that they didn't have home title lock sooner than this. But we get testimonials like this. Heard you warning listeners about home title theft, but we didn't think we'd be victims until we got a bank notice claiming we defaulted on home loans we never took out. A thief stole our title online, forged our signature stating he was the owner, then borrowed against our home and stuck us with the payments. Our identity theft protection didn't stop it. And you might think it would, but they don't. Just home title lock does. The bank said it's our problem, and insurance didn't cover it, so we've spent thousands trying to get our home back. Don't let this happen to you. Title theft is a big problem. A grand jury in New York called it an epidemic. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock. For pennies a day, you can too. Home Title Lock will put a virtual barrier around your home's title and mortgage. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your home to learn if your title's already been compromised. If you register right now, you'll get a free title scan and report. Usually $100, they'll throw that in for free just for signing up. Get some peace of mind. Get some protection for your home so it can't be stolen out from underneath you. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Great to have you with us. 888-933-93. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, the Steve 42 tweets. Ilhan Omar certainly has no thoughts. She's halfway there for no thoughts and prayers. Libertarian Ninja. Someone should tell Michelle Obama, that the Bible hasn't changed in thousands of years and it ain't going to change anytime soon. Amy, what's her face? Hey, Pope, immigrants at the border have one advantage over more than 60 million Americans. They weren't aborted. Oh. women's clinics that advocate for the sanctity of life could have used that $500,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And from Just Too Muck and Fudge, is the Pope Catholic? Used to be a punchline, not so much anymore.
Oh, boy. That's the truth.
I mean, this is strange. It's, you wonder. Because he takes some interesting stances, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Riduzone. If you had a stoplight at your kitchen table to let you know when to stop eating, yeah, probably still wouldn't. You just blow through the stoplight. But that's why your body has that mechanism inside of it, because it's more likely than if you just see a red light flashing somewhere. You know, the OEA inside of you sends the signal to your brain that you're full. But for some of us, that signal still isn't strong enough, and that's why we keep eating and gain weight. Just ignore it. Blow through that stoplight, too. But you can get your body some help. You can get Riduzone. Riduzone contains OEA. It's formulated to help you know when you're full. Think of Riduzone as a more powerful stoplight. It was developed to help your stomach send that signal to your brain so you can feel fuller naturally. Willpower only gets you so far. To fight food cravings and to stop eating when you should, you might need a better stoplight. And it's important to know this. Riduzone is not a stimulant. It doesn't have any caffeine in it. It contains OEA, and that's it. So go to Riduzone.com, Riduzone.com. Get a special offer right now at Riduzone.com.
Beware. Pat Gray is unleashed.
Sounds scary.
Well, I mean, it's Jeffy. It's scary.
Yeah. 888-933-93. We're right back into the Charlottesville discussion again. Still. Forever, I guess. I don't know. We keep litigating and relitigating what the president said at the time. And the media keeps insisting he was talking about the Nazis. The neo-Nazis were good people. Very fine people or whatever. Ugh. So ridiculous. Even CNN's Jake Tapper. Did he actually admit that that President Trump condemned neo-Nazis and white supremacists? Let's take a look and listen together.
Let's play some of the sound of President Trump back in 2017, saying he had said today that he answered the question perfectly. Let's take a listen.
All right. Let's do it.
Neo-Nazis killed started person. This. They showed up in Charlottesville. They showed up in Charlottesville. Excuse me. To protest.
Excuse me. They didn't put themselves down as you. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Now, elsewhere in those remarks, the president did condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people, but he is saying people protesting alongside those neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we've been saying the whole time.
Yeah, just nice to hear it from somebody, anybody on CNN.
Yes.
Admit that.
Again, Jake Tapper is pretty fair, mm-hmm. I think, most of the time. I think he's as close to a real, actual, traditional journalist as there is in the media now. And so I'll bet you that hacked off some people on the left, because CNN watches CNN for their Trump hatred. And for Tapper to clear that up and say he's not saying neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people. How dare you? Bet he got some hate mail on that. 888-933-93. Then we have Hillary reading the Mueller report. This is interesting. Jordan Klepper enlisted Bill and Hillary Clinton. How many times have you seen Bill and Hillary Clinton together anywhere for any reason?
Too.
It just doesn't happen. It's like they're separate entities who are never together. They're actually together on this show.
That just means that the check from Comedy Central was big enough to get both of them in the same room together.
I guess so. Now, they're not sitting side by side. Of course, Klepper's in the middle. So.
Good point.
They're still not together. Well, but they're in the same room at the same time, which is amazing. But here's some of what happened when they were on the Klepper show on Comedy Central.
Here's an interesting one.
fund a audiobook of the Mueller report as read by Hillary Clinton?
Oh, gosh, I would definitely contribute to that.
Yeah?
Sure. It would take a long time to record that.
I think you'd need 2 weeks and a couple of lozenges.
Yeah, lots and lots of lozenges.
Why am I crowdfunding audiobooks with the Clintons? For the last 6 months, for my new show, I've been on the front lines of American activism. I've seen people run for office, sink boats, and get arrested. Enacting change is hard. But this week, we saw a real difference made from, of all things, the internet.
A GoFundMe soared to its goal of more than $1.8 million overnight.
I wanted in on the crowdsourcing game, so I brought in some trusty advisors. You guys need to help me spend $1,000 of my own dollars on worthwhile causes that are hopefully going to make for a better future.
Let's try.
All right, somebody's trying to raise money to take a law class to impeach Donald Trump.
No, unless this person is already in the Congress.
This is a guy who just wants to take a few law classes to attempt to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, but he's not in a position to do that.
We got to really digest what's in the Mueller report because we know what the Attorney General said about it is not true.
No.
That he misrepresented it.
But, he should go to law school. Maybe we should send him to law school.
We're a no on this guy who wants to take a law class to impeach.
I agree.
Okay. But we should start a Kickstarter to send William Barr
back to law school for continuing legal education.
Great. Yeah, they have somebody wanting to fund his continuing legal education. I would be for that.
Somebody's trying to raise money for goats stuck on an island.
This happens to livestock more than you would think.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
They're goats.
But they're special goats.
They're special goats, but...
I like goats.
Yeah, but they're goats. They're not like cows. Yeah.
Goat's milk. A lot of people who have milk allergies are okay with goat milk.
Yeah,
you got to think of the long term.
I think almond milk's a far preferable milk.
Almond milk is not really milk.
Neither is goat milk.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
A living animal, it is milk.
We need to focus.
Okay, all right, I'm just saying.
Wow.
I have a personal connection to this one. This is called Freedom University, which is an underground university for undocumented students in Georgia who can't go to public colleges there. They have to meet
secretly. Gee, I wonder if they'll fund this.
Because of hate groups are trying to flush them out, essentially. And all they want to do is learn.
I can't wait to see.
I'm a big supporter of that.
Oh, of course you
are. I agree with that.
Did you know I got arrested standing up for these students?
No, I didn't know that.
It's true.
What happened?
The strip search thing is true, is what I found out.
Oh, brother.
I don't want to. Yeah.
All right. I can't take it anymore. Yeah. The thing that stands out most to me is how old Bill's getting there. Wow.
It's not looking good.
Ah, it doesn't sound good either.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow, you're the other one that needs a lozenge. Can you imagine, though? I was trying to imagine Hillary Clinton actually doing an audiobook, and he said, boy, you'd need a couple weeks and a lot of lozenges. I thought, how many times do I have to stop the recording for her coughing fits?
I know. That's
that
for
would
sure.
Take 2 years for her to read a book.
Eventually, she reads the part of the Mueller report where President Trump says he's effed, right? And that's the big deal here. But there was...
Oh.
It's too long, too far from the well.
Oh, so. It's too much to watch.
Too much to watch.
Her.
And what a riveting show Jordan Klepper is putting together. Wow, is that funny stuff.
Boy, I hope the Clintons were worth whatever you paid.
Oh, man. That's why there's not a lot of liberal talk show hosts, because they suck.
I'm not familiar with this guy's show.
I'm not either, but that
any show that
that's the first
about,
I've seen of it, and that's going to be the last I've seen of it.
Yeah, any show that compares goat's milk and almond milk, I'm out.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Bad. 888-900-3393, and of course, at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Something entertaining, though. A musically gifted veteran has put together something for AOC and her stance on the VA. I think you're going to like this. This is. Do we know this guy's name?
I don't know.
It's a rap artist.
What we're going to do,
veteran,
is his name is what? Marine Rapper? The Marine Rapper.
The Marine Rapper.
And so we're going. He's got the lyrics. It's going to be hard to follow along here because he's really fast. But we'll tweet this out at Pat Unleashed so you can see it for yourself here in just a second.
Here it is.
AOC, how I explain her. She really make my brain hurt. She always need a Twitter page to save her. I'm really sick of her. She always spitting gibberish. I wasn't going to diss you till you talked about my militant. You said my veterans are better off just sitting in line outside the VA when the waiting has been killing us. We want to visit a private doctor or physician, but you say the VA isn't broken, so don't go fix it in. Girl, you tripping. You go tell that to the veterans. Dead in front of the veterans. Affair without the medicine. This is nonsense, it's not about law or politics. This is for all my veterans, sweating out in the hottest. If you really are that somebody who never went and fought the sick, how could you ever talk about medical? We ought to get. I see you move your lips, but it never make no sense. You need a play of a documentary on Netflix. Cause like CBS, AOC don't know ABCs. BETs are not 1, 2, 3s, we just want healthcare NBC. So you can cut the script that you read for the public. And what a puppet in front of us fronting it really make me sick of AOC.
Yeah, you know me.
Sick of AOC.
Yeah, you know me.
You sick of AOC.
Yeah, you know me.
You sick of AOC.
That's great. So I like that. Good. I mean, I'm not a rap aficionado necessarily.
No, wait. No.
No.
What?
Yeah. I know that comes as a big surprise to a lot of people. They don't call me Mr. Rap. So.
they don't?
But I like that.
That's
I
really
like
good.
You sick of AOC?
Yeah, you know me.
Really good.
Like, whatever.
And, you know, it just makes sense that the government's not going to do healthcare as well as private industry does. Private business is going to do healthcare better than the U.S. government, better than any government. I was just talking to a friend who's a brain surgeon, actually. And he we go to church at the same place, same time. And so he was telling me yesterday, because I just got this injection, it's an epidural injection into my back again, because it's flared up again. And it's actually flared up in a new place, which was fun.
Oh, boy, man.
And so I finally got an epidural injection. You know, they put that in your spine and they just inject you with steroids. And so he was asking me if I was doing better. And yes, it's taking the edge off a little bit, and I get another one next week. But he was saying, you know, you're lucky you're here, because in Canada or England, said that what they do is, you know, you might get some Vicodin, and they'd send you on your way, but you're not going to get the epidural injection. You just don't get it. And I thought, oh, well, I thought that the healthcare was so fantastic from the government. When it's free, you can just get anything you want, and it's paid for by... Well, nobody, because it's free.
It's free.
Right?
You just pay for it.
You just show up and they give you the health care you desperately need, and it's instant. Yeah, not so much. So for things like that, you don't even get it. If you're in pain, sorry, here, take a pill. And we'll see how that works for you. And frankly, it doesn't work for you. If I just had Vicodin to deal with what I wouldn't touch it. Doesn't come anywhere near it. So people just in Canada, I guess, just suffer with this. We don't know how well we have it with healthcare in this country until such time as some Democrat brings about Medicare for all. Then we're going to rule the day that we ever elected that Democrat.
And one of your listeners up north, Renaud Gagné, last week just sent this study of how many people are dying that are on waiting lists in Canada. I mean, it's a thing. It's not some sort of hypothetical. It's not just a anecdotal story that happens every now and then. There is a study that shows it's many people that die waiting for treatment.
Crazy. It's amazing.
Don't.
888-933-93. You believe in abortion or want sanctuary cities? Yeah, I didn't think so. So don't support companies who spend your hard-earned money to promote these things. Big Mobile has given millions of dollars, tens of millions, in some cases hundreds of millions to causes. And every month you finance the left and undermine the values that mean so much to you and your family. Well, that's why conservatives came together to create Patriot Mobile. Because with Patriot Mobile, you get the same nationwide coverage for less money and without the unintended consequences. Everybody's scared to death. Something's going to go wrong if you switch, or that it's a hassle, but you don't have to worry about it, because switching to Patriot Mobile is really easy. You get the same reliable nationwide coverage. You get unlimited talk and text, plans starting as low as $25, and every month you're supporting causes that you actually believe in. So mention The Blaze when you call 1-800-APATRIOT. or visit online at patriotmobile.com/blaze for free activation today. You can make a difference, but it takes action. And you can start by making the switch to Patriot Mobile. Call them today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/blaze. That's patriotmobile.com/blaze.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
Let's see it. Pat Unleashed, Land of the Fleek tweets. Is it possible that Bill and Hillary Clinton are more repulsed by each other than we are of them? Yeah, I think it might be,
Yeah. Yeah.
From Rants Out Loud, I know Bill Clinton likes goats. Is that why he sounds like a dying one?
Thank you for picking up on my observation, Rants Out Loud.
Sweet Pea played Pat Gray bingo and won. Tweets, I'd gladly contribute every dime I ever make to any fund that will keep Bill and Hillary from ever making a public appearance ever again. Oh, that's not nice. I mean, they have every right to be out in public and share their wisdom and knowledge with us. I mean, look at that combined wisdom and knowledge of those two politicians. Are you saying you want to deprive America of it?
Yes.
And of course the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
We all do. We would love to deprive America of it.
Thank you. All right.
You know, it snowed in about, what, a third of the country over the weekend?
It's snowing right now.
It's snowing right now.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, my gosh.
Like all over the place.
You're going to make me look up the surface weather map?
From the Dakotas to what? I think it was New Mexico.
It was New Mexico all the way up to the Dakotas right now, all the way up to Minnesota.
It's snowing. April 29th.
Yeah, New Mexico, Colorado, Nebraska, maybe a little bit of Kansas, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa,
of course,
Minnesota.
That's entirely consistent with our climate models. And Dr. Maslowski will tell you that in spring month, in some spring month, there will be snow. Because it's gotten so hot that it's gone all the way back around to being cold.
I don't think that's how it works, Mr. Vice President, Mr. Never President.
What, are you a climate denier, Keith?
Sure. Yes. Yes. Sure I am.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a climate denier, sir.
Exactly. This is kind of interesting. Over the weekend, a demonstrator glued her breasts to the road.
Of course. I mean, what else
are you gonna do? In a climate protest.
With them.
You look like an idiot.
This is interesting. For the last 10 days, climate change protesters have been causing havoc in central London.
10 days!
They organized the group Extinction Rebellion. Ugh. They've been disrupting traffic and bus routes by blocking bridges and major intersections in nonviolent gatherings. This is how you win friends and influence people, is to make their life miserable because you believe in climate change.
Yeah, maybe get a job. Maybe.
Maybe.
Ten 10 days.
10 days of this?
10 days.
So on Thursday, the group targeted London's financial business district. They blocked the road outside investment bank Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs is evil because they have money, I guess. Yep. As part of their demonstration, some protesters glued themselves to the doorway of the London Stock Exchange.
Ugh.
One protester, however, took that a step further. She glued her breasts to the ground outside Goldman Sachs offices.
Okay. You know, shoot, look at the time. It's time to reopen the road, everybody. Here we go. Traffic, come on through.
Once they knew what had happened, police surrounded the woman, putting up screens while trying to free her from the road. She was literally gross. Stuck to the road. What kind of glue did she use? I'd like to know what kind of glue actually glues human skin to pavement like that. I can't think of what would actually work.
We'll find out right now. Think it's your
gorilla?
Gorilla glue?
Super glue?
You think it's the glue or the guy's like dangling up there? I'm dangling from a beam in my hat. Remember that
Martin
guy?
Thinks liquid nails.
Liquid nails. We'll go with liquid nails.
I think it's somebody in the Flex Seal family of products.
I'm currently Googling London breasts glued to road.
I saw this boat in half.
I glued my breast to the road.
That's the next commercial. They're probably in pre-production right now. Oh, my gosh. This is just insanity. Seriously.
My breasts are stuck to the ground right now.
That's true.
So, how did the police manage to unglue her breasts from the street? Scotland Yard uses a fluid debonding agent. Didn't explain what exactly that was, though.
Yeah, they should have just jackhammered the pavement around her breast, let her walk around with chunks of asphalt everywhere.
That would have been funny.
That would have been good.
That would have been funny.
It's practical.
Dr. Mark Elliott, an organic chemistry professor at Cardiff University, told The Sun that warm, soapy water or acetone would work just fine to take care of the sticky situation. Of course, he added that it certainly wouldn't feel too good for the person being unglued. But whose fault is that?
It's not the police.
I'm thinking it's the fault of the person who glued themselves to the street.
Mm-hmm.
That is just absolutely crazy. It shows you what we're up against.
Wait a minute. So chemicals saved this woman?
I guess so.
Yeah. Dirty, nasty chemicals saved this woman and got her off of the asphalt and on her merry way. I none of these stories talk about what brand glue she used, and now it's.
I really want to know.
Keep me up, man.
I know it's got to be right. There's two or three different things it could be. It could be Gorilla Glue, Super Glue, or Flex Seal.
What about?
I just don't know which one.
It's definitely not Elmer's glue. That's weak.
No.
It's probably not rubber cement.
Elmer's doesn't even stick paper to paper. Come on.
What kind of glue was it? Oh, this is killing me, man.
Because that's an impressive glue.
Yes.
That will bond human skin to the roadway, to asphalt. That's amazing.
Because whatever glue this is, I'm going to start buying. Everyone's asking online.
And then
no one's
careful with it. Be careful with it because you don't want your skin glued to the roadway.
And I'm being careful with my search results as well.
I can see where that would happen. Mm-hmm. All right. When was the last time you had your ears professionally cleaned? To hear about things like, you know, a woman's breast being glued to the roadway. You don't want to miss that. And that's where Wax RX comes in. If you've been asking people to repeat themselves a lot, or you have some ear pain or some itchy ears, Wax RX is the perfect solution. It's just like what the doctors do in their office. It just costs a lot less, and you can do it in the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's available now without a prescription. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to spend all that money or waste time with cotton swabs that could hurt your eardrums, or heaven forbid you put flame near your head. Try the Wax RX system risk-free today. Just go to usewaxrx.com. Use the offer code radio at checkout, and they're going to throw in free shipping for you. Finally, there is a real solution for this stubborn earwax buildup problem. usewaxrx.com, offer code radio. usewaxrx.com.
Pat Gray.
888-933-93. Also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Amy What's-Her-Face tweets, good thing they weren't protesting circumcision. Ouch.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the woman who glued her breast to the road in protest of global warming. These guys have been freaks like this for a long time.
Yes. I mean,
let's go back to the very first Earth Day. You know when that was, right? It was almost 50 years ago.
Wow.
1970. And here's Walter Cronkite's report from that first Earth Day, almost 50 years ago now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A unique day in American history is ending. A day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty, the fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. Yet the gravity of the message of Earth Day still came through. Act or die.
Next to Los Angeles, Denver has the best climate in the country for producing smog. In this unlikely seeming place, the air is threatened. Earth Day is a focus for efforts to save it.
When we look around our Earth,
and see the ability that man has shown to devastate our Earth, it makes one think that the whole world would be better off if man hadn't been invented.
Oh, yeah.
That man is the important thing, and that this Earth is the important thing. This tiny little ball has only got so much oxygen, so many acres of Earth to live off of, so much water, mm-hmm. so much metals that we need to survive. And if we louse it up, if we throw it into the sea, if we ruin it, we're dead.
Poignant. So poignant.
It had been a small and it seemed a thoroughly peaceful, non-disruptive demonstration. Students finishing Earth Day with what they called a die-in at Boston's Logan Airport.
Oh, a die-in.
For 2 hours,
great.
Fashionable Fifth Avenue was off limits to automobiles and became a crowded pedestrian mall. Autos were banned on busy 14th Street, too, and thousands of persons jammed into Union Square to attend an Earth Day rally.
Black wow. balloons by the hundreds represented pollution of the land, sea, and air.
In terms of air pollution, Chicago ranks close to the top nationally, which isn't much to sing about, but that they did at a mass rally in the Loop to mark Earth Day. Over 4,000 persons came to listen to the singing and the speeches, much less than what was expected. Among the recommendations to improve the environment, the establishment of pollution courts to quickly try offenders, and the elimination of the internal combustion engine,
there
a suggestion no doubt aimed at purifying the city's often choking atmosphere.
Choking atmosphere. Okay, so
much.
They were lunatics back then.
Mm-hmm.
They're lunatics today.
That's true.
I'm surprised though. There weren't they didn't contain any of the ice age predictions that were prevalent in the 70s. That must have come just after the first Earth Day. They were just talking about pollution mostly. It seems like on that first one.
Yeah,
but soon James Hansen from NASA would be talking about.
Yeah, we're heading into another little ice age. Yeah, it's going to be so cold that the Northern Hemisphere is going to freeze over with ice.
Okay. And then 10 or 15 years later, the exact same thing, CO2, is causing the opposite problem. Now it's going to be so hot that it's going to burn up all our crops. Okay. And the ice is all going to melt.
And some of the models... suggest to
Dr. Mathlowski
that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
So, you know, you have that to be afraid of right there. So great. All of the disclaimers there are just... It's priceless.
Y'all counted them once on Patton Stew. Was it seven or eight?
I think it was either 7 or 8.
So bad.
2 kilometers or so down, in most places there are these incredibly hot rocks. Because the interior of the Earth is extremely hot, several million degrees.
No, it's not. Several thousand, but not several million degrees. The interior of the Earth is not hotter than the sun. It may surprise you.
Florida, for all of your faults and quirks, you will always have a special place in my heart.
For the 500 votes.
537 of you.
Saved us from that guy?
Kept him from being president.
Holy cow.
So thank you so much. Forever in debt. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a kooky, nutty state, but...
You came through.
Came through in 2000.
You came through in the
barely,
clutch.
Barely.
Mm-hmm.
But they did
and
come
then
through.
You tried to give it away.
Tried to
say, oh, no, look, we did something right for a change. And then tried to pull it back.
Fortunately, we didn't let him. We didn't let him pull it back.
You hung in there. Good job.
888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Did we talk about the woman who was wrongly arrested last week and she lost her
job? No, not on the air. No, sir.
Ohio mother... acting on a warrant intended for a drug trafficking suspect who shared the same name, was arrested and taken to jail right in front of her children. Her children were taken away to CPS and then farmed out to foster families.
Wasn't she trying to breastfeed one of them at the time?
Yeah, yes. One of them was a baby, and she was trying to breastfeed and change her diapers, and they wouldn't let her do any of that.
Terrible.
Authorities arrested her. She's 26 years old. They arrested her in a Target parking lot after a Hamilton County Sheriff's Department deputy ran her plates as part of a routine patrol. So he came over and said, asked what her name was. And she said her name, Ashley Foster. And he asked me to step out of the car. They said, do you know you have a warrant out for your arrest? And I said, no. What did I do? He said, it was for tracking heroin. Now, I would think you would remember that. Oh, yeah, the heroin charge right. I've got pending. Dang it.
Shoot, let me finish up with the kid here.
And I'll go to jail for trafficking in heroin.
But they would have had to have followed her or something to be in a parking lot. Think about it. They didn't just show up at the wrong address, wrong Ashley Foster, which I know, Ohio, it's crazy. There's actually more than one Ashley Foster in the state.
But unlikely.
They would have had to track her to a parking lot.
But they were relying on information from a different county where a warrant had been issued for a different Ashley Foster. And the thing is, the documentation in the system matched the wrong Ashley Foster, everything except for her address. And they showed her name in the computer, everything they had in front of them. It was my ID, my picture, my birthday, my social security number, but it wasn't my address. I said, I didn't do anything. You got the wrong person. That's not where I live. And they took her into jail anyway. Farmed out her kids to foster care. And she was in jail for a week. She said, my youngest is 8 weeks old. They wouldn't let me feed him, wouldn't let me change his diaper. I listened to him scream as they took me away.
Oh.
So she spent the next 5 days in the Hamilton County Justice Center before being transferred to the jail in Brown County to spend another 2 days behind bars. She was eventually interviewed by Aberdeen Police Chief David Benjamin, who finally realized, okay, we got the wrong Ashley Foster in custody, just like she told us in the first place. All charges were dropped. She was released. But she says there was no apology from anybody, including the police chief. He just said, hey, thanks for your time.
Oh.
No. Thank you. Thank you for locking me up for a week away from my children. So once she was released from jail, she returned to her vehicle in the Target parking lot, and it had a flat tire. She lost her job, by the way, because she missed work due to, well, being in jail.
Oh, that'll learn you.
That doesn't
no more
usually work out well.
Trafficking heroin,
right,
Ashley.
Right. Hmm. Well, she hadn't, but.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Still, that's beside the point. And she only regained custody of her kids after Clermont County Job and Family Services interviewed her to determine her competency as a mother and came and inspected her home. I mean, one indignity after another, she was subjected to. So, I guess she planned to meet with an attorney and wants everybody to keep in mind that never in her wildest nightmare could she have imagined this happened to her. And she says, and it could happen to you too. Here's a woman who deserves, I don't know, some compensation for her time.
Oh, absolutely.
And for her trouble, don't you think? I mean, a couple of million dollars should about do the job. Just settle up with her. Give her the money. I mean, you put her through all that crap. She lost her job. And, you know, I don't know if even at work that it matters that she didn't do the crime. She just didn't show up for work. And got fired. Kind of sucks.
That's not right, man.
Not right.
It better be made right by the state.
You would think. Yeah. You'd think they'd want to do that. 888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock and how important it is. Here's some thoughts from somebody who has had this happen to them. And a little testimonial about what a nightmare this can be. An online bank sent us a late payment notice on a home equity line of credit they claimed we took out. They even had the documents that had our signatures on them. But we didn't sign anything. Yeah, when Home Title Lock first started with us, they showed me how easy that is. It's really easy to forge a signature.
Oh, my gosh.
What a nightmare. We didn't have Home Title Lock then, but we do now. Don't wait until it happens to you. Protect your home from theft, from criminals online by enlisting the services of Home Title Lock. For just pennies a day, they'll put a barrier around your home's title online. It's so easy to hack into this stuff now. And virtually all of our data has been compromised at this point. There's been data breaches to the tune of, 2.5 billion people have had their data online exposed in some way. So it's not hard, but you can help prevent it with Home Title Lock. For pennies a day, they'll put that barrier around your title. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, get your home registered. They'll throw in a free title scan and report. That's $100 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. So the New York Times finally apologized for the anti-Semitic trope, the cartoon that they put up.
What do you mean? They finally apologized.
No, they
right?
did
like,
not
right
immediately.
After it came out and everyone was offended, they were like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry, right?
No, they did not.
Okay.
No. They were like, yeah, well, it's just a cartoon. Get over it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's the exact quote, but
it's a that was the very gist accurate of it. Gist.
Do we have the image itself?
Yes, there it is right there on the Blaze TV.
Okay, so, wow.
There you go. You got President Trump. Got the blind.
President Trump has a leash on Netanyahu, and Netanyahu has a head and a dog's body.
Oh, look
like
at
a wiener dog's body.
Oh, Star of David? Look at that.
Star of David around his collar.
And he's a dog.
Yeah. And and they've got Trump with the yarmulke on top of his head.
Oh,
But all that's okay, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't worry about it. It's the New York Times. It's a paper of record. What? Come on now. We're making fun of Trump. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so everything's okay.
Everything's fine. As long as Trump is in there and we're bashing Trump, then you're fine with the anti-Semitism, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. So, I don't know how they get away with this stuff. All the time.
And all weekend, they were just deaf to the criticism.
They sure were.
And then this morning, they have apparently...
They finally got enough heat, I guess.
And
finally apologized and said, we're deeply sorry. You're deeply sorry? Really? You're so deeply sorry that you didn't apologize in the first place. It took you 3 days to apologize? That's interesting. It's interesting. Is there a number of people can call, Ivan?
Yeah, it's called the switchboard at the New York Times.
Yeah.
Let's see here. If I can find that number for you there,
to
Alec.
To unsubscribe to their crappy paper, which I can't imagine anybody subscribes to the New York Times anymore. Because why? Why would you?
Mm-hmm. But if you do want to give them a call and talk to them, the number is 1-800-698-4637. That number, again, for the New York Times, if you'd like to just have a conversation, 1-800-698-4637.
So you're just saying to catch up.
Oh, look at
and,
that.
And talk to them and maybe have a conversation about things.
Yeah, it's easier if you just, Malinak, if you just say 1-800-NY-TIMES. 1-800-NY-TIMES if you'd like to give them a call.
That's a good way to remember it.
Mm-hmm. It's catchy.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it works out nicely because they are the NY-TIMES. I see what they did there.
It's pretty handy.
Handy.
All right, 888-900-3393. The other thing that I wanted to get to that broke, I don't know, over the weekend or Friday, is North Korea sending the United States of America a bill for the medical care of Otto Warmbier. $2 million they billed us for. Okay.
For that, real?
That kind of quality care really is it's just $2 million? That's I think we should probably double or triple that, because obviously you took extremely good care of him. That is unbelievable. What a slap in the face to the Warm Beer family, to Donald Trump, to the United States. I mean, wow. They tortured this guy and killed him, sent him back home to die, and then billed us $2 million for his hospital care. Now, the initial word was, we paid it. I certainly hope that's not true. And our officials now are saying that's not true. Bolton is saying that's not true. He's saying, now, this happened before I got here, but we did not pay them. I hope that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we paid this, we're a laughingstock. That is beneath the dignity of the United States of America. The bill went to the Treasury Department, where it remained unpaid throughout 2017. However, it's unclear, according to this article, whether the Trump administration later paid the bill or whether it came up during preparation for the two summits. Good golly. If there's any question about whether or not we paid this, that's insanity. The White House declined to comment. We don't comment on hostage negotiations, which is why they've been so successful during this administration, according to Sarah Sanders. Trump, as recently as September 30th last year, asserted that the administration had paid nothing to get hostages out of Korea. Now, Warm Beer was only 21 years old, fell into a coma, and he was sentenced, you might remember, initially because he did something so heinous. He took down a poster off a wall in North Korea. Took down a poster. Can you believe the nerve of that kid? So they sentenced him to 15 years in prison with hard labor. Suddenly he shows up in a coma. You don't think he was tortured or beaten or abused in some way? I mean, this poor Warm Beer family has been through an awful lot. And then to hear this, that, hey, we billed you for that incredible quality medical care we provided him. Just one more indignity on top of everything else for them. Really sad. Please tell me we didn't pay that. The thing with North Korea, the negotiations, the relationship with North Korea, doesn't seem to be quite as good as we hoped with this kind of stuff going on. Wow.
Yeah, and you talk about this family and just constantly coming up, and this is, you know, just a few weeks ago, wasn't it? You know, Trump said like he's very honorable, talking about Kim.
Yes.
Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
Very honorable. What did he say? Special relationship, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Said something else. I don't know. Of course I like him, or why wouldn't I like, or something like that. I mean, it's like, please, dude. this family has been through it, and it's just terrible. It keeps coming up.
Really tough. Yeah, really hard. 888-900-3393, and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Oh, another little thing from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over the weekend.
Oh, well, yeah, so tweeting this, out. Yeah, well, no, this is...
This is where the Green New Deal came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, so basically on the Blaze, and we'll tweet this out, it's a great reference, is that it's become clear, and the Blaze wrote this up, where the Green New Deal came from, where it originated. And it is,
you're going to love where it came from. If you haven't heard yet...
Take a guess!
You're going to love it. It didn't just spill out of the mind of AOC, amazingly.
No. What?
No.
Not out of that brilliant thinker's mind?
No, it came from another brilliant institution.
Okay, what we
the
got?
The United Nations.
There it is.
That's so great. According to AOC, the UN study gave the world 12 years to fix the climate change problem, when in reality, the UN has implemented a plan consisting of 17 goals over the next 12 years to fundamentally transform the U.S. economy into an economy that is free of greenhouse gas emissions and it's full of social justice.
Boom.
Nobody wants better things for America than the United Nations. They only have our best interest at heart, don't you think?
Well, they're practically an American institution.
Practically. We both start with U.
Well,
one is united, and so is the other. We're both united.
That's good. I was waiting for you to noodle that out.
I almost forgot what it stood for.
Well, yeah, they both start with the letter U because they're both the same word.
United. That's what I mean. They're both united.
Oh, boy.
So what are the UN goals? Number one, no poverty.
Well, that's
793 million people live in poverty, a fact that prompted globalists to propose a lofty goal of eradicating it by the year 2030. That's a good goal. It's not going to be accomplished ever, but it's a good goal. Number two, end hunger. Goal number two seeks to end world hunger by 2030. Goal number three, good health and well-being. By 2030, the global community seeks to intervene in healthcare, including, but not limited to, disease prevention, childbirth rates, and substance abuse. Oh, these are all going to go well. Number four, quality education. Read indoctrination of our children. Number five, their goal is gender equality.
There we go.
That's going to be good. Number six, clean water and sanitation. Okay. Number seven, affordable and clean energy. Number eight, decent work and economic growth. Then industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Ah, our goals seem to align there because we're always talking about this infrastructure thing that we got to replace. Reduced inequality within and among countries, sustainable cities and communities, responsible consumption and production, climate action, life below water, life on land, peace, justice, and strong institutions, and number 17, partnerships for the goals.
And these are all hyperlinks that you can check out at Pat Unleashed on Twitter if you want to really delve into this. Okay. It is scary how
and then surprisingly they outline, you know, basically the Green New Deal, which has been adopted by AOC and many, if not most, if not all, of the Democrats running for president of the United States. Is there a single one of these buffoons that is against the Green New Deal? Actually, I think so. Was it Andrew Young? No. Is that who it was?
Say it again.
You know, Andrew Young? Is that his name?
Yeah, Andrew Young. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the former United Nations ambassador. Yeah. Andy Young. Yes. Right? What was Okay.
No. Yeah, we're going to have to look into this. But I think there's one presidential candidate who's spoken out and said, I'm not for the Green New Deal.
Oh, presidential candidate? Yes. I'm sorry, I missed that. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Andrew Yang, you mean?
Yang, not Young. Yep. Yes.
That's it. Sorry. Missed it. Missed the question. Yes. Sorry.